News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. Schools are remaining vigilant at the start of the year as the FBI has released its first threat analysis. According to the Bureau, there have been multiple credible threats to start the year that have resulted in arrests. Last week, three teenagers were taken into custody, charged with a third-degree felony for allegedly planning a mass shooting at a Pasadena area high school. In total, FBI Houston says they've received 42 tips related to school threats. Houston Mayor John Whitmire is responding after Governor Greg Abbott threatened to pull state support from George Bush Intercontinental Airport over the airport's Muslim prayer room. Our Matt Harrop reports.
This is all centered around the airport's ablution room. Since 2024, anyone has been welcome to use the foot washing station and prayer room in Terminal D. Governor Abbott now claims it's illegal religious favoritism, though, arguing it could violate state law if public funds are used for religious purposes. However, Houston Mayor John Whitmire released a statement saying city taxpayer funds were not used to build this facility, nor federal or state grants either, and Bush is home to interfaith chapels throughout. Whitmire also says the facility is open to any religious background. Quote, nobody receives preferential access and nobody is excluded. Abbott has extended the threat to Dallas's airport as well. DFW has since scrapped plans for their ablution room. I'm Matt Harrop, News 88.7.
A coalition of Texas families is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to stop a new state law requiring the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. In a brief filed Monday, the families represented by the ACLU argue the law is unconstitutional. Rachel Lazar is CEO of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State.
We're a country that celebrates religious freedom, and in that type of a country that I think makes most of us very proud, it's not okay for government-run public schools to play favorites when it comes to belief.
The families are petitioning the Supreme Court to overturn a lower court's decision